3 billion human lives ended on August 29, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. The computer which controlled the machines, Skynet, sent two Terminators back through time. Their mission, to destroy the leader of the human resistance, John Connor, my son. The first Terminator was programmed to strike at me in the year 1984, before John was born. It failed. The second was set to strike at John himself, when he was still a child. As before, the Resistance was able to send a lone warrior, a protector for John. It was just a question of which one of them would reach him first.
Clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. You forgot to say please.
Real son. Now get off before I put you down. That's it, goddammit.
R31 David, Sherman Code 6 at the 6th Street Bridge in Santa Fe on electrical disturbance.
10-4, R31 David.
know that big guy is.
Your foster parents are kind of dicks, huh?
I swear, I have had it with that goddamn kid. He won't even answer me anymore.
Honey, move.
Would you get off your butt and help me? Todd!
What?
He hasn't cleaned that room of his in a month.
Well, it's an emergency. Hang on, I'll get right on it.
Come on, get your ass inside. Do what your mother tells you.
She's not my mother, Todd.
Following the case for years. 29-year-old female. Diagnosed as acute schizoaffective disorder. The usual indicators. Depression, anxiety, violent acting out, delusions of persecution.
The delusional architecture is fairly unique. She believes that a machine called a Terminator, which looks human, of course, was sent back through time to kill her.
That's original.
And also that the father of her child was a soldier sent back to protect her.
No.
He was from the future, too. The year 2029, if I remember correctly. And here we are.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dr. Silverman. How's the knee?
Hi, Sarah.
She stabbed me in the kneecap with my pen a few weeks ago. Repeated escape attempts.
Let's move on, shall we? Douglas, I don't like to see the patients disrupting their rooms like this. See that she takes her Thorazine, would you?
Sure, Dr. Silverman. I'll take care of it.
Time to take your meds, Connor.
You take it.
Now, you know you gotta be good because you're up for review this afternoon.
I'm not taking it, Dougie. I don't want any trouble.
Ain't no trouble. Here, Zapper. Last call, sugar. Sweet dreams.
Are you the legal guardian of John Connor?
That's right, officer. What's he done now?
Could I speak with him, please?
Could if you were here. He took off on his bike this morning so he could be anywhere.
Do you have a photograph of John?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
You gonna tell me what this is about?
I just need to ask him a few questions. He's a good-looking boy. Do you mind if I keep this picture?
No, go on. There was a guy here this morning looking for him, too.
Yeah, a big guy on a bike. Has that got something to do with this?
No. I wouldn't worry about him. Thanks for your cooperation.
Please insert your stolen card now. Pin number.
Will you hurry up? This is taking too long.
Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby. All right. Pin number.
Who'd you learn this stuff from anyway?
From my mom. My real mom, I mean. Withdraw 300. Bucks. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes.
Hey, it worked.
All right. Easy money. Come on.
That's right, officer. What's he done now?
Could I speak with him, please?
Could if you were here. He took off on his bike this morning so he could be anywhere.
Do you have a photograph of John?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
You gonna tell me what this is about?
I just need to ask him a few questions. He's a good-looking boy. Do you mind if I keep this picture?
No, go on. There was a guy here this morning looking for him, too.
Yeah, a big guy on a bike. Has that got something to do with this?
No. I wouldn't worry about him. Thanks for your cooperation.
Please insert your stolen card now. Pin number.
Will you hurry up? This is taking too long.
Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby. All right. Pin number.
Who'd you learn this stuff from anyway?
From my mom. My real mom, I mean. Withdraw 300 bucks. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes.
Hey, it worked.
All right. Easy money. Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
Fish cake.
That her?
Yes.
She's pretty cool, huh?
No, she's a complete psycho. That's why she's up at Pescadero. It's a mental institute, okay? She tried to blow up the computer factory, but she got shot and arrested.
Oh, shit.
She's a total loser. Come on, let's go spend some money.
Where's our son, Sarah?
They took him away from me.
He's the target now.
I know.
He's all alone. You have to protect him.
I know. You tell me how I'm supposed to do that. He doesn't even believe me anymore. I've lost him.
You're strong, Sarah. Stronger than you ever thought you could be. On your feet, soldier. I love you, Sarah. I always will.
I need you.
I'll always be with you. Remember the message. The future is not set. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves.
Time left in the world, Sarah. Somehow I can still see. Look. We know the dream's the same every night. Why do I have to
come? Please continue.
Children look like burnt paper. Black. Not moving. And then the blast wave hits them. And they fly apart like leaves.
Dreams, cataclysm, the end of the world are very common.
It's not a dream anymore, it's real. I know the day it happens.
I'm sure it's...
The dream's the same every night. Why do I have to...
Please continue.
Children look like burnt paper. Black. Not moving. And then the blast wave hits them. And they fly apart like leaves.
Dreams, cataclysm, the end of the world are very common.
It's not a dream anymore, it's real. I know the day that happens.
I'm sure it feels very real to you.
On August 29th, 1997, it's gonna feel pretty fucking real to you too. Anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock is gonna have a real bad day, get it? God, you think you're safe and alive? You're already dead, everybody. Him, you, you're dead already. This whole place, everything you think is gone. You're the one living in a fucking dream, stopping it, because I knew it happened. It happened! Much better now. Clearer.
Yes, your attitude has been much improved lately.
It's helped me to have a goal, something to look forward to.
What is that?
Said that if I showed improvement after 6 months, you would transfer me to the minimum security wing and I could have visitors. Well, it's been 6 months and I was looking forward to seeing my son.
I see. Let's go back to what you were saying about those Terminator machines. Now you think they don't exist.
They don't exist. I know that now.
But you've told me on many occasions about how you crushed one in a hydraulic press.
Well, if I had, there would have been some evidence. They would have found something at the factory.
I see. So you don't believe anymore that the company covered it up?
No. Why would they?
Let's try a new position right there.
Okay. Neuron sensors correct if it's worse to the minute.
Right. The neurons are all saturated. Maybe the inhibitory system.
Mr. Dyson! Mr. Dyson! The materials team is running another.
Let's watch what happens.
Mr. Dyson!
Yes.
The materials team is running another series this afternoon, and you have to sign for you have to sign it out.
Okay, come on, I guess.
Listen, Mr. Dyson, I know I haven't been here that long, but I was wondering if you could tell me, I mean, if you know.
Know what?
Well, if you know where it came from.
You know, I asked them that very same question once, and you know what they told me? Don't ask.
Good morning, Mr. Dyson.
How's it going?
Okay.
Insert key. Left on 3, 2, 1, turn. All the wife and kids?
Great.
Thanks. There you go.
Doctor, I have shown improvement, haven't I?
Well, Sarah, here's the problem. I know how smart you are, and I think you're just telling me what I want to hear. I don't think you really believe what you're telling me today. I think if I put you in minimum security, you'll just try to escape again. I don't see any choice but to recommend to the review board that you stay here for another 6 months.
Galleria?
Quarters. I'll be back, all right?
Cool.
Oh, no. Girls, do you know John Connor?
No.
Oh. Hey, do you know this guy?
No, I don't know.
John. Not now.
Hey, man, there's this cop scoping for you. Check it out. Bullet man, just go.
Yes.
Hey, man, I think I saw that kid you were with. Hey!
Hey, you're not supposed to be.
Get down.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you are a Terminator, right?
Yes. Sabadan Systems Model 101.
No. Holy shit. You're really real. I mean, oh. You're like a machine underneath, right? But sort of alive outside?
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Get grip, John. Okay. You're not here to kill me. I figured that part out for myself. So what's the deal?
My mission is to protect you.
Yeah? Who sent you?
You did. 35 years from now, you reprogrammed me to be your protector here, in this time.
This is deep. So this other guy, he's a Terminator like you, right?
Not like me, a T-1000. Advanced prototype.
You mean more advanced than you, Mark?
Yes, a mimetic polyalloy.
What the hell does that mean?
Liquid metal.
Where are we going?
You have to get out of the city immediately and avoid the authorities.
Listen, I got stuff on my house. I want to pick up some stuff.
Negative. The T-1000 will definitely try to reacquire you there.
Sure?
I would.
Dicks. Listen, I got stuff on my house. I want to pick up some stuff.
Negative. The T-1000 will definitely try to reacquire you there.
Sure?
I would.
Look, Todd and Janelle are dicks. But I gotta warn them. You got a quarter? Hello?
No, it's me.
John?
Yeah. Is everything all right? Are
you guys okay?
Sure, honey. Everything's okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
John, it's late. Honey, I was beginning to worry about you. If you hurry home, we can sit down and have dinner together. I'm making...
beef stew.
Something's wrong. She's never this nice.
John?
Where are you?
What the hell is the goddamn dog barking at? Hey! Shut up, you worthless piece of shit!
The dog's really barking.
I thought you were going to tell the kid to get rid of that fucking mutt.
John, honey, it's late. Please don't make
me worry.
Can't we be there? Honey, are you okay?
I'm right here. I'm fine.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're all right?
What's the dog's name?
Max. Hey, Janelle. What's wrong with Wolfie? I can hear him barking. Is he okay?
Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine. What are you?
Your foster parents are dead.
Thank you.
that this thing can imitate anything it touches?
Anything it samples by physical contact.
Get real. Like it could disguise itself as a pack of cigarettes.
No, only an object of equal size.
Well, why don't it just become a bomb or something to get me?
It can't form complex machines. Guns and explosives have chemicals, moving parts. It doesn't work that way. But it can form solid metal shapes.
Like what?
Knives and stabbing weapons.
These were taken by a video surveillance camera at the West Highland Police Station in 1984.
He killed 17 police officers that night. Men with families. Children.
These were taken at a mall in Reseda today.
Miss Connor, we know you know who this guy is. Look, I just sat here and told you that your son is missing. That the foster parents have been murdered. We know this guy's involved. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Don't you care?
We're wasting our time. Let's go. Sorry, guys. She's just grown more and more disconnected from reality as time goes on. I'm afraid she can't help us now. If she clears it all and can give us anything, then I'll call you.
Sure.
Douglas, take her back to her room, please.
Yes, sir. Come on, sweetheart. Let's go.
See, you spend a lot of time in Nicaragua and places like that. For a while there, she was with this crazy ex-Green Beret guy, running guns. Then there were some other guys. She'd shack up with anybody she can learn from so she could teach me how to be this great military leader. Then she gets busted. I'm like, sorry, kid, your mom's a psycho, didn't you know? It's like everything I've been brought up to believe was all made of bullshit. I hated her for that. But everything she said was true. She knew. Nobody believed her. Not even me. Listen, we gotta get her out of there.
Negative. The T-1000's highest probability for success now will be to copy Sarah Connor and to wait for you to make contact with her.
Great. What happens to her?
Typically, the subject being copied is terminated.
Shit, why didn't you tell me? We gotta go right now!
Negative. It's not a mission priority.
You will fuck you! It's a priority to me!
Take it, damn it. What's the problem? Damn it! Help!
This does not help our mission.
Help! Get this thing off of me! Help! Help! Help me, kid! Get this thing off of me! Let me go! Where the hell did you do that?
Because you told me to.
You have to do what I say, huh?
That's one of my mission parameters.
Prove it. Stand on one foot. Yes! Cool. Well, Terminator.
You okay, kid?
Take a hike, Bozo.
Let's get out of here.
What?
Fuck you, you little dipshit.
Dipshit? Did you call moi a dipshit?
I'm trying to help this punk.
Grab this guy. I can't believe he called me.
Ah! 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 God! Get him off of me!
Now the dipshit and jock douchebag.
Get off of me! Ah!
No! Put the gun down now! Get out of here!
Come on, Dutch! Split! Come on!
Jesus, you're gonna kill that guy!
Of course, I'm a Terminator.
Listen to me very carefully, okay? You're not a Terminator anymore, alright? You got that? You just can't go around killing people!
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because you can't!
Why?
Because you just can't, okay? Trust me on this. Look, I'm gonna go get my mom, and I order you to help me.
Hi. You have a Sarah Connor here?
You're running kind of late, aren't you? They've been in there for an hour. Hold on a second, I'll buzz you in. Oh, here comes your friends now.
that was productive. Hey, Gwen, you want some coffee?
No, thanks. How about a beer?
Yeah, right. I got a full house.
That's good, Lewis.
Must be my lucky day.
Kill anyone, right?
Right.
Swear?
What?
Just put up your hand and say, I swear I won't kill anyone.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
All right, let's go.
Listing hours is 10 to 4, Monday through Friday.
What the hell are you doing?
You son of a bitch! You shot me!
He'll live.
Son of a bitch! Let's all try to remain calm.
Open it or he'll be dead before you hit the floor.
There's no way, Connor. Let him go.
Open the door!
It ain't gonna happen.
Take it easy, sir. Easy.
It won't work, Sarah. You're no killer. I don't believe you.
You're already dead, Silver. And everybody dies. You know I believe it. So don't fuck with me!
Open the door. Open the door!
Open it. Back off. Get back! I'll pump him full of this shit, I swear! Don't move! Drop the shit!
Do it! Do it!
Get in the office. On the floor, face down, not you! Open the door. On the floor, hold it open! Face the wall!
If you want to live.
It's okay, Mom. He's here to help. It's okay.
Go. Thank you.
Can you even see anything?
I see everything.
Oh.
I said it was okay.
John, it was stupid of you to go there. God damn it, you have to be smarter than that. You almost got yourself killed. What were you thinking? You cannot risk yourself even for me. Do you understand? You're too important. Do you understand?
I had to get you out of that place. Sorry.
I didn't need your help. I can take care of myself.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Nothing.
What's your story?
You okay?
Fine. Say, that's a nice bike.
Listen, do you know what you're doing?
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
I bet. Makes you a more efficient killer, right?
Correct.
Does it hurt when you get shot?
I sense injuries. The data could be called pain.
John, help me with the light. Will these heal up?
Yes.
Good. If you can't pass for human, you're not much good to us.
How long do you live? I mean, last, whatever.
120 years with my existing power cell.
Can you learn stuff that you haven't been programmed with? So you can be, you know, more human? I'm not such a dork all the time.
The CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer. But Skynet presets the switch to read only when we are sent out alone.
Doesn't want you to do too much thinking, huh?
No.
Can we reset the switch?
Rotate the two locking cylinders counterclockwise. Do it. Now open the port cover. Pull to break the seal. Good. Now remove the shock damping assembly. You can now access the CPU. You see it?
Yes.
Hold the CPU by space tab. Pull.
see the pin switch?
No, no!
Out of my way, John.
Don't kill him.
It, John. Not him. It.
Okay, it. But we need it.
Listen. We are better off on our own.
But it's the only proof we have of the future and the war and all that.
Maybe. I don't trust it.
But he's my friend, all right?
You don't know what it's like to try to kill one of these things. And if something goes wrong, this could be our last chance, so move!
Look, Mom, I'm never supposed to be this great military leader. Maybe you should start listening to my leadership ideas once in a while. So my own mother won't. How do you expect anyone else to?
Was there a problem?
No problem. None whatsoever.
Are we learning yet?
We have to get as far away from the city as possible.
Just head south.
Affirmative.
No. You gotta listen to the way people talk. You don't say affirmative or some shit like that. You say, no problemo. And if someone comes off to you with an attitude, you say, eat me. And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, or later, dickwad. And if someone gets upset, you say, chill out. Or you could do combinations.
Chill out, dickwad.
That's great. See, you're getting it.
No problemo.
You got any cash?
I got a couple $100. I'll give you half. Mom!
Get some food.
No sense of humor. And that's another thing. You can line up a bit yourself. This of your routine is getting old, okay? I mean, you're acting like such a geek. Smile once in a while.
Smile?
Yeah. You know, smile. Watch. Hi. Nice place you got here. How's business?
Give me your voice.
Okay, bad example. See that guy over there? That's a smile.
You're crazy.
That's good. Maybe you could practice in front of a mirror or something. Want some of my fries? Need any help?
No.
I'll fight you!
No! We're not going to make it, are we? People, I mean.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Age of drag, huh?
Break it up for a ring, both your necks. Come on.
I need to know how Skynet gets built. Who's responsible?
The man most directly responsible is Miles Bennett Dyson.
Who is that?
He's the director of special projects at Cyberdyne Systems Corporation.
Why him?
Are we learning yet?
We have to get as far away from the city as possible.
Just head south.
Affirmative.
No. You gotta listen to the way people talk. You don't say affirmative or some shit like that. You say, no problemo. And if someone comes off to you with an attitude, you say, eat me. And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, or later, dickwad. And if someone gets upset, you say, chill out. Or you could do combination.
Chill out, dickwad.
That's great. See, you're getting it.
No problemo.
You got any cash?
I got a couple $100. I'll give you half. Mom!
Get some food.
No sense of humor. And that's another thing. You can lighten up a bit yourself. This of your routine is getting old, okay? I mean, you're acting like such a geek. Smile once in a while.
Smile?
Yeah. You know, smile. Watch. Hi. Nice place you got here. How's business?
Give me your break.
Okay, bad example. See that guy over there? That's a smile.
You're crazy.
That's good. Maybe you could practice in front of a mirror or something. Want some of my fries? Need any help?
No.
Want some of my fries? Need any help?
No.
I caught you!
No, you didn't! I caught you! You did it! I caught you! I came right here!
No, you did it! I told you I'm
a woman! We're not gonna make it, are we? People, I mean.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Age of drag, huh?
Break it up for a ring, both your necks. Come on.
I need to know how Skynet gets built. Who's responsible?
The man most directly responsible is Miles Bennett Dyson.
Who is that?
He's the director of special projects at Cyberdyne Systems Corporation.
I need to know how Skynet gets built. Who's responsible?
The man most directly responsible is Miles Bennett Dyson.
Who is that?
He's the director of special projects at Cyberdyne Systems Corporation.
Why him?
In a few months, he creates a revolutionary type of microprocessor.
Go on. Then what?
In 3 years, Cyberdyne will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with Cyberdyne computers, becoming fully unmanned. Afterwards, they fly with a perfect operational record. The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
Skynet fights back.
Yes. It launches its missiles against the targets in Russia.
Why attack Russia? Aren't they offensive?
Because Skynet knows that the Russian counterattack will eliminate its enemies over here.
How much do you know about Dyson?
I have detailed files.
I want to know everything. What he looks like, where he lives, everything.
Miles?
Hey.
You gonna work all day?
I'm sorry, baby, but this thing is just kicking my ass.
Miles, it's Sunday. You promised to take the kids to Raging Waters today.
I can't. I'm on a roll. Baby, this is going to blow them all away. It's a neural net processor.
I know, you told me. It's a neural net processor. It thinks and learns like we do. It's superconducting at room temperature. Other computers are just pocket calculators by comparison.
Yeah.
But why is that so goddamn important, Miles? I really need to know, because sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy here.
Baby, I am this close. Come here. Imagine a jet airliner with a pilot that never gets tired, never makes mistakes, never shows up to work with a hangover. Need the pilot.
Why did we get married, Miles? Why did we have these children? You don't need us. Your heart and your mind are in here. But it doesn't love you like we do.
I'm sorry. Really.
How about spending some time with your other babies?
Hey! Raging Waters!
Wait in the car.
Enrique!
Wait in the car.
Enrique! Estás aquí!
You're pretty jumpy, Connor.
You too?
Siempre como culebra.
¡Qué bueno verte, Connor!
Dije que iba a regresar.
Y yo lo sabía, carajo. ¡Qué bueno verte! ¡Yolanda! ¡Tengan que hay visita, carajo! ¡Traigan el pinche tequila! Big John, ¿cómo te va?
What's up?
¿Quién es el grandote este?
He's cool, Enrique. He's with me. He's, Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob, this is Enrique.
Uncle Bob, huh? Okay.
Bonito.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Qué grande estás, mi hijo.
Drink. Uncle Bob? Hey, Sarita, you're pretty famous, you know, all over the goddamn TV. Pictures of you, John, your big friend here. Cops are going nuts looking for you. Mijita, llévese al niño, huh?
I just came for my stuff. I need clothes, food, and one of your trucks.
Hey, how about the feelings out of my fucking teeth?
Now, Enrique. You two, you're on weapons detail.
Come on, let's go. My mom. She always plans ahead.
Excellent.
Una madre aquí abajo. Well, this is the best truck I got. But the starter motor's gone. You got the time to change it out?
Yeah. I'm going to wait till dark to cross the border.
Okay.
Enrique, it's dangerous for you here. You get out tonight, too, okay?
Sure. Just drop by any time and totally fuck up my life, huh?
See, I grew up in places like this. So I just thought that's how people live. Riding around in helicopters. Learning how to blow shit up. But then when my mom got busted, I got put in regular school. All the other kids were into Nintendo. Are you ever afraid?
No.
Not even of dying?
No.
You don't feel any emotion about it one way or another?
No. I have to stay functional until my mission is complete. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I have to stay functional, too. I'm too important. That's definitely you.
Most of the guys my mom hung around with were geeks. But there was this one guy, he was kind of cool. He taught me engines.
Hold here.
Mom screwed it up, of course. She'd always tell them about Judgment Day and me being this world leader. That'd be all she wrote.
Talk range, please.
Here. Wish I could have met my real dad.
You will.
Yeah, I guess. I'm like 45, I think. I sent him back to time to 1984. Man. He hasn't even been born yet. Messes with your head.
The other bolt.
Mom and him were only together for one night.
Cool. He taught me engines.
Hold here.
Mom screwed it up, of course. She'd always tell him about Judgment Day and me being this world leader. That'd be all she wrote.
Talk range, please.
Yeah. Wish I could have met my real dad.
You will.
Yeah, I guess. I'm like 45, I think. I sent him back to time to 1984. Man. He hasn't even been born yet. It messes with your head.
The other bolt.
Here. Mom and him were only together for one night. She still loves him, I guess. I see her crying sometimes. She denies it totally, of course, like she got something stuck in her eye.
Why do you cry?
You mean people?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just cry. You know, when it hurts.
Pain causes it?
No. It's different. It's when there's nothing wrong with you, but you're hurt anyways. You get it?
No.
All right, my man!
No problemo.
Give me five. Put out your hand like this. Come on. All right. Now hit me. Give me five. Do the same thing. Do the same thing. All right. Okay, that's good. That's good. Up high. Up high. Five low.
Too slow.
I'm just kidding. Let's try it one more time.
Good. Now try it. Now try it. Good. Now do me. Give me five.
Watching John with the machine, it was suddenly so clear. The Terminator would never stop. It would never leave him. And it would never hurt him, never shout at him or get drunk and hit him or say it was too busy to spend time with him. It would always be there, and it would die to protect him. Of all the would-be fathers who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, was the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice.
Thank you.
south with him, like you planned. She'll meet you tomorrow.
Mom!
Outside.
Mom! Mom, wait!
But what we make. My father told her this. I mean, I made him memorize it up in the future as a message to her. Never mind. Now, okay. The whole thing goes. The future's not set. There's no fate but what we make for ourselves.
She intends to change the future.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, shit!
Dyson.
Yeah. Gotta be. Miles Dyson. She's gonna blow him away! Come on, let's go! Come on, let's go, let's go! Come on!
This is tactically dangerous.
Drive faster.
The T-1000 has the same files that I do. It knows what I know. It might anticipate this move.
I don't care. We gotta stop her.
Killing Dyson might actually prevent the war.
I don't care! Haven't you learned anything yet? Haven't you figured out why you can't kill people? Look, maybe you don't care if you live or die, but everybody's not like that. We have feelings. We hurt. We're afraid. You gotta learn this stuff. I'm not kidding. It's important.
Just run! Run!
Oh, Jesus! Miles!
Everybody fucking move!
No! Don't hurt my daddy!
Get on the floor, bitch. Fucking down now! Get out of the way!
Don't hurt him!
Get on the floor. Fuck it down now!
Shut up!
It's all your fault! Motherfucker, it's all your fault!
Penetration. No shattered bone. Your horse here. Compression should stop the bleeding. Who are you people?
Shaw.
Danny, I want you to come with me right now, okay? Show me your room.
Listen to me very carefully.
Nuclear winter effects cause massive cooling.
Dyson listened while the Terminator laid it all down. Skynet. Judgment Day. The history of things to come. It's not every day that you find out you're responsible for 3 billion deaths. He took it pretty well.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. You're judging me on things I haven't even done yet. How are we supposed to know?
Yeah. Right. How are you supposed to know?
Men like you built the hydrogen bomb. Men like you cut it up. I think you're so creative. You don't know what it's like to really create something.
to create a life. Feel it growing inside you. All you know how to create is death and destruction.
Mom! We need to be a little more constructive here, okay? We still have to stop this from happening, don't we?
But I thought, aren't we changing things? I mean, right now, changing the way it goes.
That's right. There's no way I'm going to finish the new processor. Not now. Forget it. I'm out of it. I'll quit Cyberdyne tomorrow.
That's not good enough.
No one must follow your work. Right. All right, then. We have to destroy all the stuff at the lab, the files, the disk drives, everything. Everything here. Everything. I don't care. The chip. Do you know about the chip?
What chip?
They keep it in a vault at Cyberdyne. It must be from the other one, like you. The CPU from the first Terminator.
Son of a bitch, I knew it!
They told us not to ask where they got it.
Those lying motherfuckers.
It was scary stuff, radically advanced. I mean, it was smashed, it didn't work, but it gave us ideas, took us in new directions. I mean, things we would have never... All my work was based on it. It must be destroyed.
Can you get us in? Past security?
I think so, yeah. When? Now?
The future, always so clear to me, had become like a black highway at night. We were in uncharted territory now, making up history as we went along.
Upstairs and show them around.
Mr. Dyson, now you know the rules concerning visitors in the lab. I need written authorization.
I insist.
Don't even think about it.
Come on, it's okay. It takes two keys to open the vault. They have to be turned simultaneously. The other one is in a locker at the security station.
Gibbons? Gibbons, come on, man! You can't leave the desk like that! Gibbons! Oh, shit!
Card should access this thing.
What? What is this?
Damn it. The silent alarm's been tripped. It's neutralized all the codes in the entire building. Nothing will open anywhere now. We have to abort.
No. We'll go all the way.
You guys get started on the left. I can open this.
I think it's that guy from the mall. Yeah, it's him and the woman. Look, just send everything you got in the area right now.
Personal entry code for the lab. It may still work. It's no good.
Let me try mine.
John, fire in the hole!
gone.
All right, let's get to work.
Hospital. Suspect 2, white male.
All the discs in my office. All the discs in that office over there. Everything behind my desk. And all the processors on my left.
We'll blow those with the C4.
Excuse me. Can I borrow that thing? I worked a lot of years on this thing.
Run!
1 Mary 23, give me that location again.
2111 Kramer. Suspects are armed and considered extremely dangerous.
Said. One more barrel.
Set. One more barrel. Two more minutes. How do we set them off?
Remote control.
Piece of cake.
We got company.
Police?
How many?
All of them, I think.
Go. I'll finish here.
Come on. I'll take care of the police.
Hey, wait, you swore!
Trust me.
We got Skynet by the balls now, don't we? Come on, let's book.
Mom!
I don't know how much longer I can hold this.
Fall back! Everybody out! Fall back now! Go, go, go!
Oh!
gas. You got it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
la vista, baby.
Grab it, Kay. Grab it. Grab it. Go. Go.
Call to John now.
Thank you.
out of the way, John.